All right, welcome back to our Randolph Macon Bookstore pregame report as we bring you the Lux Chevrolet portion of our show, our visit with Randolph Macon head coach Pedro Arruza. And coach, so normally we go back and talk about last week. We'll do that in a moment, but wanted to start with just some thoughts on Ray Tate, of course, a Hanover native, obviously involved with the University of Richmond a lot, but also involved with Randolph Macon. He did a lot of things here behind the scenes. His daughter played here in some sports activity, and you know, he was part of the broadcast for a number of seasons as well. We only had a chance to do a couple games with him last year due to health, but he unfortunately passes away, so a sad start to the week for the area, unfortunately.
Yeah, really, really sad. I mean, great guy. I got a chance to get to know him a little bit in the last few years, and definitely sad that that this happened.
You mentioned getting to know him a little bit. You know, he was part of the program a little bit, and just from all accounts and things that have been told story-wise over the last few days, just a guy you really wanted to have on your side, it seemed like.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I think probably the one thing about Ray that really stood out for me was how positive he was. Always super positive. You know, he'd come in here and, you know, just sit around and chat with me and the other coaches and, you know, stand out there at practice sometimes. And, you know, the best thing about him was just what a positive guy he was. You know, always had good things to say about the program, always had a positive spin on things. And, you know, really just appreciated the presence that he had and, you know, the things that that he was able to do for the program over the last several years.
That's a big loss, you know, not only for our community, but for the Richmond community and everyone in general. So we send our condolences to the family on that. Now we look back to last week a little bit. And, Coach, a game against Washington and Lee, I guess you had to feel that it's one that may have gotten away from you. They made about three or four big plays, which really made the difference in the game.
Yeah, there's no question about it. You know, I thought our kids played hard. I thought we had a good game plan going in. You know, we did what we had to do against the run. You know, I thought offensively we obviously missed on some opportunities, especially in the red zone. We were down in the goal line a couple times where we should have punched it in and didn't. And, you know, same kind of stuff that's kind of come back to bite us all year. But, you know, we've got a young team, a lot of guys playing really hard, and, you know, we just didn't get any breaks. You know, I how I feel about that. I think you make your own breaks, and you know, we had a couple opportunities, that fumble that we didn't recover, opportunities to punch it in, the big plays, a lot of missed opportunities. So, you know, certainly it's one that got away and one that I'm still having a hard time getting over. But, you know, we got to move on and play better and try to win out here at the end.
Yeah, and in that regard, you know, you mentioned having a hard time getting over it. How about the players? What's their approach been like to practice? Are they able to lock back in here now as you get toward the end of the week?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. I mean, you know, I think I'm a little bit older. I think it's harder for me to get over things. I'm just one of those guys that kind of hangs on to things. So, yeah, I mean, I certainly haven't shown that around the players. I said, you know, we've got a 24-hour rule. Win or lose, we move on. And so, you know, we moved on. We had a good week of practice. I think our kids are, you know, like I said, we've got a great group of kids, and they're focused, and they're committed, and they're dedicated. And I think that, you know, their hearts are in the right place. We just didn't play real well at times.
You've been banged up a little bit, too, but some guys really stepped up. Tom Solak obviously stepped in at the linebacker spot. He had a tremendous game last Saturday.
Yeah, he played extremely well. Did a great job. He's going to be a heck of a player for us. I mean, I love his attitude, love his intensity. He's an Ohio kid who's 100% committed to football, and you know, we've got a lot of young guys like that. We started seven freshmen on Saturday, and you know, I was proud of their effort, and it wasn't necessarily the freshmen that you know, that hurt us on Saturday. But yeah, Tom did a great job, and you know, Zach I thought played another good game, and you know, Christian Cook had another good game. Vance Hendren, he's, you know, kind of come out of nowhere and is having a great year for us. So I was proud of our kids. I was proud of the effort. You know, I think that this is a team that, you know, we've worked hard all year. They've been very positive. Their attitudes have been great. Like I said, we just let a couple games get away from us, which, you know, makes you sick to your stomach. But, you know, those things happen.
All right, we'll have more with Coach Arruza in a moment after we take this word to hear from our sponsor. You're listening to the Lux Chevrolet portion of our Randolph-Macon Bookstore pregame on your hometown voice, WHAM.